We continue learning Be'ezer Hashem's Baruch, Hilchas Heter Iskum, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Samach Vav Siv Zayin. We learned in our previous shiur that by creating a Heter Iskum, it's a way of being able to have some sort of a loan with interest. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siv Zayin, Meshad Dechukah, if the situation is a pressing situation, and it becomes impossible to write a shtar iska, we learned in our previous year the details of a heter iska, they could be committed in ba'peh orally. However, the Tzemach Tzedek, Shalos Tshuvos Tzemach Tzedek from Lubavitch, says that no, writing, it's only effective if you write. And the explanation that I saw is because the Tzemach Tzedek's feeling is that the Heter Iska in itself is some sort of a haroma. It's not very clear and obvious that it should be permitted. So if it's written, it gives it a formality. But if it's not even written, it's hard to be lenient. Sifches, a magnum osal schoira. If somebody wants to prepay for merchandise, the way the Heter Iska should be written is Moida ani chosam mata shakalti me'esruvim v'einstuk me'ungvar sach me'esuhuvim. I received a certain amount of money to use this money for business purposes, but machine shanach ne'machzik, in the machinery that I have b'kfar zon in whatever location, ad rosh chodesh nisan, I will be able to use this money to operate my factory until a certain date. And the profit that will be realized after deducting the expenses, half should be mine, I the one who am running this factory, and the other half should be given to the person who invested here. If Chas V'Shalom there's a hefsa, there's a loss, Yechel K'chelek, we should divide the loss as well. And I commit that when Rosh Chodesh comes, I'm obligated to give this to Rav Ruvain as a keren. I have to give him back his principal, and Hail Chrevik Shaloi in his share of profits. I won't be able to say that I lost money. Only if I could prove it through two edim, ksherim, v'le'avach, and similarly to identify how much profit there was, lo'yehei neman, I won't be trusted, kim b'shvur, unless I make a shvur that that is the number. Achsa chusna b'neinu, but we can make a stipulation. Shem etz b'shchodesh nisa ba'olein l'toiva, l'itein l'ravurvein haniskel el, be'ad akeren, in return of the principal, the gamba ad chelak revach, and for the share of the profit, sach chamish made the spirit. So I'm going to give him a certain amount by my saying that I'm giving this amount. What I'm saying is, as ein layot shum tveyu yoser, he will no longer have a right to have any claim. He will no longer have a right to have any claim on me. And I have belief regarding this, even after the due date, the Kamalti Scharamoli, and I have to get paid for my part of the work, as we said. But we also learned in our previous year, even a minimal amount of payment is considered payment. Siftes. Let's say that somebody's lending money with interest and he wants a full-fledged, strong loan document. If the person who's receiving money from me will refuse to pay me, a yomus will pass away. It should be easy for me to collect what's owed to me through the court system. Ella Shabapay Masnim, they orally agree Shamaz Ha'eluhem B'Taris Iska. So they have a regular loan document and they stipulated orally that there's a iska attached to it. Loy mahani, it's not effective. Afilo shtar ein al karen avad. Even if the shtar only speaks about the principle, the kimush anoisu yochel ligvas kol amos b'shtar choy shebiyadoi. Since the person who gave the money, if it's a regular IOU document, then he's entitled to his money back. Afilo miya hefsed borer. Even if there's certainly the person who received the money lost on his investment, usur. Even if the person who's receiving the money trusts him, Adam Chassid is a worthy individual. Intact, the two different documents. There's the loan document and there's the shtar eskai. And there's the shtar iska. Shekosba kamal shenichta b'shtar chayiv. That the money that's written in the loan document, the other document indicates that it's a taris iska, but it's not one document. Gam ken lemahani, it will not be effective. Dikla mecha shema nosin a yorshay, the person who gives the money, or if he passes away, his people who inherit that document, yalima akach a shtar iska, they will conceal the shtar iska, v'yigab a shtar chayv, and they're going to use the shtar chayv. And the only way we could make this permissible is that they should attach a shtar ishka to the loan document, and it should be held by a third party. The person should sign on the shtar eska, and the person who received the money should be the one holding the shtar eska. Or they should include in the loan document a clause that this loan document is connected as that as has been detailed in the shtar iska. Or at least that they should have witnesses shat shtar choy b'taris iska. In all these cases, even if we include everything, then shapadami. Even though the profit is part of the loan document, which would make it into ribis interest. Sifyot, shtar iska loy mahani lahatar. The shtar iska is only valid elma emeshu, if it emeskenu, if it's true. Shunait lasamos lasamam eiz esek, that I'm lending money to somebody for him to do business with. But if somebody is borrowing money not for the purpose of doing business, or he just needs the money to pay off a debt that he has, then the shtar iska will not be effective. The basis of the shtar iska is that the person who's giving the money is developing a business relationship with the person who is receiving the money, and this is not the case here. So what do you do if you're lending money to someone who's not using the money he's receiving for a business investment? What they could do is Reuven should talk to Moses. If Reuven needs money, and what he does have is a schar afilu b'makamacher. He has merchandise even somewhere else. He could sell that merchandise at a great discount. That Reuven will have the choice. If he won't give the merchandise to Shimon until the designated date, he will give this amount, which obviously represents Shimon will have profit. And then Shimon will give Reuven that amount of money. V'yasu kinyan suda, they should make a kinyan suda l'kiyam ha-mekach. That is, Shimon alokeach yitin k'tzas me'bigdel Reuven. Shimon should give a article of clothing to Reuven, shiyit b'spoy, and he'll hold on to it. U'b'zeh u'kanes u'shkura ish Reuven, and that's how he becomes the owner of that merchandise. V'afil l'shleim b'fnei Edom, the kinyan is effective even if it wasn't done in front of Edom. Haschaira, the moment that the kinyan was done, it becomes under the responsibility and ownership of Shimon who bought it. Sifir Aleph. Reuven owes Shimon money. Reuven doesn't have the ability when the due date comes to pay. The spasser, and they agree to Shimon Yamtan Lezman, that Shimon will agree to wait for his money. In such a situation, a shtar iska will not be helpful. Again, the way to make it work is Reuven should sell merchandise to Shimon, as was explained in the previous sif. And Shimon will return to Reuven the loan document that Reuven, that indicates that Reuven owes him money. And now Reuven can buy back that merchandise at the pre-identified price. If a Jew gave his somebody else an animal to raise, and then after this, so one person had the animal and the other person did the labor of raising the animal. So says the Ketzer Shacharich, Dina K'mashinah Samas Biska. This is the example of Atariska, where there's one person who's making, who's giving the investment, and the other person who is who's doing the work, and they're dividing the profits.